Blog Talk Radio.
Do I have to whip you into submission?
To Jadalahu, and assalamu alaikum to the degree of the Creator's master plan. All praises are forever due to Allah, God, Master Wallace, Farad, Muhammad, the glorious, most honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the divine works of the Master Jay, and to Muhammad, so called Askari X in the house. The Dominion, 10,000 strong.
We at the bottom of the ship, they got us shackled and chained. Another brother just died, and I wonder when I'm gonna do the same. Day after day, night after night, all I can do is pray, and the brothers on my side ain't even from my tribe. But when I look into their eyes, I can see they feel the pain. Pain, thinking about home. For as long as we've been gone, I've been thinking about home. We at the bottom of the ship, they got us shackled and chained. Gotta drink dirty water when I swallow it stain. And now and then they open up the door to pick another one of my brothers off the floor. That don't mean they care, but it's still good to get a little fresh air while I'm thinking about home. For as long as we've been gone, I've been thinking about home. As the ship keeps rolling on, thinking about home. And all the love that was left behind, I keep thinking about home. That's all that's been on my mind. We was at the bottom of a ship for about 90 days. Now we on land. They got us in the field and we're working last place for a wicked man. He told us we can't pray or even speak the language that we understand. He won't let us beat our drum. Why even tell the children about where we come from? Where we're thinking about home. For as long as we've been gone, I've been thinking about home. As the days keep rolling on, right up under our eyes for 400 years. Never unlocked the secrets because of overwhelming fear. Shackles on our wrists at the bottom of a ship. Made them move a distance with the cracking of a wheel. Riders of prophecy, then go out for feel. From the picking of the cotton to the swinging of the wheel. Mighty son of man, but sin from the east. Descend upon the west with the power to slay the beast. The crippling of the devil is the truth for himself known. The strengthening of the God is the wisdom that is blown. Oh, mighty Pharaoh, set my people free. Touch not my anointing, that's in the midst of thee. Some of you think the Son of Man gon' drop down from the sky. And angels are white with wings on their backs and they fly. The answer of Muhammad is in the gist of all the real. Make holy again a man and what's considered just reveal. When you're thinking about home, for as long as we've been gone, thinking about home, as the days keep rolling on.
To Jadalahu and assalamu alaikum. East way late to Africa, Africa east way late to. I don't know.
Hey, Black Power, greetings to everyone. Hey, today we'll be here listen to our brother Reginald Hall, representative of the Gullah Geechee Islands, and he's online with us right now. Has his mic open? Also, we'll do our quick prayer to the Creator. We say, bless this program, bless the people, keep us under your protection, and show us the way which you want us to go. And hey, we say Black Power on that. We'd like to thank all the guests that's on the chat. All the guests that's going to be getting online. We posted the show on the Facebook. It's for a reason, because this is very serious to us. This is some ancestral land that our ancestors have been having since slavery, and it's people trying to take it away, swindle it away. And we're going to open up the mic to Brother Reginald and let him tell you all about what's all about Gullah Geechee and what's been happening since the last time we talked to him. Hey, peace, Brother Reginald.
Peace, Brother Drew.
All right, Brother Reginald, the floor is yours. We got a lot of people going to be online with us today, Brother Reginald, so a lot of people don't know about, you know, I've been talking to them about it. A lot of people never heard about it. So, you know, maybe give them a little brief description of what the Gullah Geechee people are about, how long you've been around, and then move us, I guess, you know, up to date with what's been happening since last time.
Okay, I'm going to start with 1802. Our family members were brought to the island out of the west coast of Sierra Leone, Africa. Move forward to 1803, 1804, 5, were slaves to the Thomas Spalding plantation on Sapelo Island. Move a little forward to about 1850s, 51, 52, and our family members began understanding that, you know, freedom was around the corner. Move a little forward to 1860s. After the freedmen who were once enslaved, and we were never slaves, slave was the mentality, enslaved was the bondage and the atrocity. So in understanding past the late 1860s, we began buying the lands on this island that are still not connected to the mainland, 7.1 miles across the Doughboy Sound, on a ferry run by the state of Georgia, per the Department of Natural Resources. And these lands still sit today as we paid American currency for titles and deeds in our hands as families. Now, we're not just talking about a block or two or an acre or two. We're talking about upwards of 3,000 to 4,000 acres. And in the maximums of what we understand, it could be upwards of 10,000 to 12,000 acres. Now, through 3 years of data research and collections, we have now formulated what is known as, number one, the Geechee Gullah Culture Non-Government Organization, Inc. Geechee Gullah Culture Non-Government Organization, Inc. And in doing that, looking at putting together a national assembly, that national assembly consisting of an executive branch, a judicial or tribunal branch, and the legislative branch, which is working pretty good. We've already taken the first two branches and granted all 10 appointees, and we're now working on 36 legislators from the 12 southeastern regional states. So when you're hearing us talk about this telephone number, 912-601-3000, if you are listening to this broadcast, feel free to call us and find out about our legislative understanding in creating the National Assembly for the Gullah Geechee Nations. What we're looking at right now on Sapelo is called cultural deprivation. So after 1871, we buy the lands, got the titles and the deeds in our hands, and suddenly we're able to create commerce and economics for ourselves, and suddenly we are able to have part of the American dream, which means you own a piece of land. You are as wealthy as a man can ever be because you can build on that land. You can grow on that land. You can eat off of that land. So in moving forward to the 1920s, 30s, 40s, we thrived. And when I tell you thrive, came 13 communities strong on an island that is 17,650 acres, the fourth largest barrier island in the state of Georgia. So here we go. All of a sudden, here comes the folk as the oppressors, and or we can call it entities that care nothing about cultures or legal matters and want to just pilfer the lands and take them from the people, having family displacement be a cause of genocide. I said having family displacement be a cause of genocide. So in our three-year effort right now, we've come into the conclusions of factual paperwork, illegalities being shown, all of the cultural deprivation issues that you could possibly imagine, take the economics off the island, the people can't survive, build illegally outside of the code, meaning you'll run the taxes up, which runs the people off the lands. You're talking about local, county, state, and federal understandings in this whole situation of this island in particular. Been on the National Register of Historic Places since 1996. Have cemeteries all over the island, at least five, maybe more. We only have one cemetery that we can celebrate our homecomings in because all of the rest of the cemeteries were mowed down, taken away, get a yellow sign up that says no trespassing. with the complacent people, you'll probably get no trespassing. Dr. King said, if you stand up straight, the oppressor has no choice but to get off of your back. But now we're in a different understanding. From the last Brother Drew and I spoke, and Brother Drew, I know I've been trying to keep you up to date, but we have kind of come into another conclusion that if you create a corporation under the 1945 Corporations Act, people no longer have to listen to you as a single individual or a single entity. They have to listen to that corporation, though. And then we've been blessed by the ancestors to have sent our way a man who understands the language in the political nature or the political realm or the political world, because it's a whole different world. And in doing so, understanding the political nature, we now have Senator Donzella James of the 35th District here in Georgia, who is also on the State Institutions and Properties Committee in the Senate and has decided to take our case on full strength. Had a public hearing last week. The public hearing had a press conference before the public hearing where we had Mr. Ferris, who is Dr. Martin Luther King's nephew, come to the press conference and speak on our behalf, who is now the president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. We had Joe Beasley, who is the regional director of the Rainbow Push Coalition with Dr. Jackson's blessings. We had Dr. Cobble of the Concerned Black Clergy of Georgia and Atlanta, based out of Atlanta. And we had family members come 5 hours north from the island on that boat that they say they're not allowed to run after 5:30 or can't run after 5:30 or shouldn't run after 5:30 or maybe we should think about running it after 5:30, doesn't even come into the conversation, but they were able to now come to Atlanta where the senator requested that boat run back at 11 o'clock at night. So our family members were able to come off the island, come from the area within the region of McIntosh County and Brunswick and those type of areas. And so they were able to get on public record that goes into the archives, not grievances, but we're now talking about problems that now have solutions because we've studied and researched what the solutions should be. Number one, the solution should be that everybody work together and let's make an economic, viable, sustainable effort on this particular barrier island of a cultural nature. Let's stop building outside of the code. Let's stop running the folk off, and let's build the economics that needs the people to come back home through tourism, through whatever agricultural industry, through all of the things that are done in the regular social world as regular business, and it's time for the state of Georgia, as they are talking with us now, Brother Drew, to just understand that we're not going to go away. If there's a problem, we need to solve the problem, and let's work together. So in reference to where we stand right now, we have a public hearing being led by the Georgia Legislative Black Caucus Whip. His name is Senator Lester Jackson. In Savannah on September 16th, they have their conference going on September 16th, 17th, and 18th. And in talks of right now coming to Sapelo Island on Sunday the 18th as the full Legislative Black Caucus body, which is the largest in the United States as black caucuses go, I believe. So when you asked about what the ancestors are doing, they're taking poles down in the water in the middle of the night and making sure that the ship has now floated to the right side and things happening to them that they see are ancestral because the time is now and change is here. And let's not hesitate to call 912-601-3000, 912-601-3000. Go to our website, www.raccoon, RACCOON, hog, HOGG, .com. That's www.raccoonhog, HOGG, .com. Our website is full right now, Brother Drew. Our website has a number of informational things on it that people are going to be able to now give us a call, get to Atlanta, let us take you from Atlanta down to the islands on our new tour package that we have set up, which is an educational and a cultural experience for anyone who is interested in where you come from, who you are, where you're going, who you've been, and please give us a call at 912-601-3000. Brother Drew, please.
Yes, sir. That sounds pretty good. On the line with me, I have a lot of brothers and sisters that's part of a lot of different movements, a lot of leaders of different organizations, and we all going to be networking, like we said earlier when we first met, to back you on this project. Not only by backing you, we're backing our ancestors. For the ones who's just getting online, we're talking about the Gullah Geechee Nation, Sapelo Islands. That's a place where our ancestors have been residing since slavery ended. They had land all over the coast from North Carolina to Atlanta. And a lot of people are now coming back trying to make claims on the land that our ancestors paid for with their blood and sweat. We're talking to the representative, Brother Reginald Hall, of the Gullah Geechee Nation. And also, Brother Reginald, I downloaded a few clips from when you was in had the legislative meeting. And I want the people, I'm going to play 1 minute of this clip, let y'all hear how the language of the Gullah Geechee brothers and sisters sound. I'm going to play about 1 minute of that, Brother Reginald.
Okay. You said about the legislation. Say that to me again, please, Brother Drew, because you kind of broke up.
Okay, I said I download the meeting with y'all that you had with the legislative branch.
Yeah, we had a legislative presentation that was about 2 weeks ago. The legislative presentation is for the Geechee Gullah Culture Equity in Governance Act. Equity in governance. We all supposed to have that. Right now.
Oh.
It's missing. It's missing for the African descent people in this United States. Equity in governance. That means you are looking out for your securities of your families, of your homes, of your lands. Equity in governance. Governance means we're now sitting down at the table with the governors and the people who used to make the decisions about us without us. Equity in governance means now we're sitting at the same table making those decisions about us while we're in front of it. And the decisions can no longer be made by those who have not our best interests at heart.
Oh, okay. Mama Pearl just had a question, but she had a government phone call she had to attend to. So we'll get back to her if she can get back online. Mama Pearl, we'll get back to you when you get online. Let me play 1 minute of this clip. I want the brothers and sisters to, it's a storyteller from the islands. I just want them to hear the dialect of our brothers and sisters. Hold on 1 minute, Brother Rich. Just going to play a minute with them. About 1 minute.
And yeah, we go to New York too, you know. And one of my church brothers, he looked just like them Jamaican. He there right in here now. And they've been down the corner in New York, up there talking. Them fellas said, "Hey, God." He said, I don't think they even know his name. He said, "Hey, brother." He said, "Where are you from?" He said, "Where are you from?" The brother said, "I'm from Jamaica." The other one said, "I'm from the Trinidad." The other one looked at Floyd and said, "Brother, where are you from? You from the island?" He said, "Yeah, man," because he looked like them. So the fellow said, "What island are you from?" He had to think a few minutes. He said, "I'm from the James Island." One of the brothers looked at the other one and said, "Me never had an island before." But we had so much fun about that island story. Real story. Real Gullah story, and I haven't forgotten. But we sung so much like them. Trinidad, Jamaica, Haiti, all those islands like that. We connected. And so we had fun like that.
All right, y'all. I just want to play y'all a minute with that clip. That's one of the storytellers from the Gullah Geechee Islands was just telling the story how they would let the other brothers and sisters know they had an island also. And a lot of us, you know, we look just like them. We just like you, but hey, we had our own island. All right, everybody. We're getting a lot of callers getting online. We're on the line with Brother Reginald Hall, the representative of the Gullah Geechee Island, the Sapelo Island, that is right off the coast of Atlanta. And Brother Reginald, we'll take some questions for anybody having questions about Brother Reginald about these islands. I know a lot of people, I didn't even know about it, you know, and I've been educating myself about these islands. But Brother Reginald, I guess a lot of questions would be you told me once, but maybe tell the people why a lot of brothers and sisters didn't know about the islands.
It's called memory eradication. If your memory is eradicated to who you are and where you come from, and it's systemically done, by not putting up cultural signs like you do for everybody else on the highways, by not wanting cultural classes of the African history in these school systems and this educational program that's going on in this United States of America. Why don't we have the funding that everybody else has to keep our culture as on top as everybody else's is? We're only 40 years into building our culture right now in the educational, societal understanding. Everybody else been doing it for 200-300 years right now, so they're strong. We now need to build our culture, and we need to do it in a federal understanding. We need to do it on state understandings. We need to do it on local understandings. And when you talk about these state, local, federal, county officials who are not wanting to appropriate funding to the same funding that goes to all of the other cultures that have funding coming through because we haven't been educated but for 40 years or have not educated the masses of our people for the 40 years of cultural building, cultural regeneration. Cultural regeneration is in the United States under African descent, no matter what part of Africa you're from, no matter what part. They call it the Middle East. I always ask the question, where's the Middle West? It's Africa. So let's get some understanding out here in this public right now that legislative moves have the ability to get understandings for study committees, to get understandings for the House of Representatives and the Senator side of the legislative bodies to say, let's work together on this. We're now going into South Carolina next week. We're taking this to North Carolina in the next 30 days. In the next 60 days, we'll be back down in Florida because we're working for Georgia right now, but we're working for the people. But we have to start under these state understandings politically. And it seems to be getting some answers. It seems to be getting some attention because whether everybody understands it or not, we all Gullah Geechee. We all from some part of Africa. We all are of a culture out of Africa first, and then we've built our ways here in America. Does that help your question out there, Brother Drew?
Yes, sir. We're going to go to the phone line. We got a lot of people with the, that have questions. Let's take this first call. We're going to go to 770, then 214. Then, Brother Bones, we'll be with you the next. Okay, let's go to 770. You on there?
Greetings, Brother True. This is Mama Pearl. Greetings, my brother Reginald. How are you?
Greetings, Mama Pearl. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you. Greetings, my brothers. Wow, Reginald. You know, my spirit was certainly with you. I couldn't be with you in the flesh. So that UNIA conference was turned out very well. But I do want to say this. I am so glad that, you know, this is happening right now, this day and time, because we have so many of our young brothers and sisters who cannot see. They walk around saying they don't see any problems. There's no oppression. There's nothing going on. And I would love for you to go with me, you know, and some of these universities so we can educate our children as to today what is going on. And if it happened today, it's the same thing that happened in the past. It's the same thing. The devils tripped up. They didn't realize what they were doing. They didn't realize that, you know, the ancestors was on your side, my brother. See, people forget that the Most High got children out here too. So we need to use this in every way to show our children and our people what these devils have been up to and are still up to. We need to expose them. And I thank you, and I thank the ancestors for you and your strength. And that's all I wanted to say. I'm proud of
and
you, black man.
I want to comment. You know something? When you just said that word devils to me again, I have to think to myself, all of us being God's children, just literally just came to my head when you said that. So this off the cuff.
Mm.
I think if they have the devil in them in understandings of oppression of another God creature, I think we have an ability to take some of that out of the masses. And the ability is understanding and what you said, most vital, education. We have gone to Savannah State University, and Savannah State University has created a Gullah Geechee course. We now want to branch out and are looking for people out here to help us branch out to contact these universities because it's literally only a team of five right now and a team of four that's putting all this together. And we're now reaching out for people to literally want to say, hey, I'm at Rutgers University, and I want to start that same Gullah Geechee course. Well, give us a call at 912-601-3000. We know exactly how to make it happen, and not next year. We're talking about next quarter.
Come on. Come on. Excellent.
All right. Okay. Mumper, any more questions? Fine. Take the next caller.
That's it, my brother. Do what you do.
All right, appreciate you, Mama Pearl. I always appreciate Mama Pearl. All right, we're going to take this next caller coming out of the 214 area code. 214-42, you on there?
Yeah, Brother Drew, Brother Marvin. Greetings and peace.
Hey, assalamu alaikum, Brother Marvin. You're on the line with Brother Reginald. I know you've been listening, so what you want to add to the program on that?
Yeah, Brother Reginald, what is the name of that island?
The name of that island, Brother Marvin, is S-A-P-E-L-O, Sapelo Island.
That's
the Native American used to call it Zapella, but it's called Sapelo on the index now. But our website, too, is www.raccoonhog.com. That's two G's, H-O-G-G, raccoonhog.com. And we're going to give you a wealth of information about the island on that website.
Yeah, okay. Do you have industry there? Are you welcoming industry there? What kind of crops, you know, do you have, like pineapple, sugar cane, or like any farming? Or are you welcoming farming there? What direction are we looking at?
We're getting ready to welcome farming. This island is thoroughly undeveloped. I'm talking about from the infrastructure of the sewage system, the water system, the drainage system, thoroughly undeveloped. I'm talking about trees cover most of the island. We know we have lands right now that encompass upwards of 3,000 acres, so we plan on taking 1,000 of those acres and making it total agriculture. We're going to do the beef with no pesticides. We're going to do the organic gardening. We're looking at starting the greenhouse again. We're going to bring the indigo back off the island. We want to bring some cotton back off the island because everybody's still wearing cotton. Hold on now.
Yes, that's right. It's a cool fabric.
So let me answer your question directly. My brother Marvin, we are accepting all proposals for whatever comes through the corporation to create industry, to create agriculture, to create the ecological understanding, to create the tide turbine, to create all of the things that keep it eco-friendly and save the lands.
Right, right. We have several programs going with the nation with products that products of good and services to the community. And I don't want to tie up the whole line to actually doing the business because this should be separate from business. This is information. But, Brother Drew, if you can get the information.
Would you give me a direct call, Brother Marvin, at
912-601-3000? Yes, I got that down, and I'll give you a direct call. I got that down.
Okay. Because we have talked to a member, we have talked to a number of the members of the nation, and we truly need the nation to come and find out truly what's happening right now throughout this corridor of federal understanding under the umbrella of the Gullah Geechee Heritage Corridor. We need the nation to help us get this out on the national level as we're now talking to the president of Sierra. We're talking to President of Sierra Leone. We're talking to Chairman Chinyade of Johannesburg. We need the global connection because that's where the power is in the people, and we exist from the United States across the water and across the world.
Right. You're absolutely correct, brother. And we'll do that. I'll get your number, and we'll share I'll share mine, and we'll talk business. That's a beautiful idea. It sounds very good. Thank you, Brother Drew, for having this program where we're able to communicate like this. This is what it's all about, is communication and information. Thank you, Brother Drew.
Brother Marvin, don't waste no time. Text us your phone number because we're going to get right back at you as soon as this show is over because I know it's time to build. And what we're doing right now is we're no longer talking about this. We are in action on the ground. I mean, we're on the ground running, so we don't want anything to hold us back, but we don't want to lose anything in the wind. So if you text your number to us right quick at that 912-601-3000, we're going to get right back at you and start the emails because you got to read to educate for us to have you understand how to help us to help you.
Right. Okay, brother, I'll do that.
All right, Brother Marvin. All right, also, we're going to go to the next line. Let me just make a statement before I open up your line, Brother Barnes. Reginald, Brother Marvin, I've got some more brothers from the nation online also. These are the brothers who actually put me on the national staff with these brothers. That's an honor also, a national staff to do local organizing for the Million More Movement. These are the brothers that help organize that Million More Movement on the phone with us also. So Brother Marvin is one of those brothers. We have some more on here listening. And I just wanted you to know that I told you that we're going to get this task force. We ain't about no talking. We're about making that walking. So this task force is getting together. We got brothers on there that can help move millions of people, Brother Reginald. So I just want you to know that for the ancestors, hey, we ain't going to let our ancestors down. Okay, y'all, let's go to the next line. Let's open up the mic to Brother Buzz. You on there. There's another leader.
Hey, Assalamu Alaikum, Brother Jew. How are you? First, I'd like to start by saying,
Assalamu Alaikum,
Brother Jew. Thank you, Brother Jew. Assalamu Alaikum. I'm sorry for cutting you up, brother. I'd like to pay respect to our three sisters that are in the room that are very powerful leaders, the Queen, Mama Pearl, Lady Fatima, and also to you, Brother Reginald. I appreciate having this opportunity to ask you a question. And basically, my question to you, sir, is that in Georgia, Georgia years ago, they had made a law, and the law basically had banned the Native Americans from working in Georgia. So basically, Native Americans had a hard time getting jobs, but the true Native Americans were the black people. And I just want to know, have you ran into any adversity on this land where there are laws trying to hold you back from fulfilling what you're trying to do, if that makes any sense to you?
If you would just hit me with the last part of the question,
okay,
I would be better understanding.
Yes, sir, not a problem. I was just wondering if you had ran into any adversity with the law where they're trying to sanction you or bar you by, you know, putting blocks in your way, so to speak, to keep you from getting this land, or do you guys actually have this in your hands now and you're just looking to move forward? What is your position right now as far as being able to move forward with what you got right now legally on that land?
So legally on the land itself, we have just come into the understanding through our research and data collection that the federal government has been paying the state of Georgia reimbursement money in the state of Georgia, claiming to have cleared the titles on our ancestral lands that we own with deed and title since 1871. So let me slow down. The federal government has a private partner.
Mm-hmm.
The private partner is a Pittman and Bowles. Is the name of them.
Mm-hmm.
Pittman and Bowles paid the federal government money. The federal government reimbursed the state government for claiming the lands and saying that the lands have free, clear title and deeds. Well, we know that's not true. We know it's not true through heirs' property rights. When you get off on heirs' property rights, all of a sudden you have to clear so many family members from that land. It's impossible to do, and we do have our genealogy on Sapelo Island and know the numbers of descendants that have never been contacted or the publication has never been properly put into the county or state news network or newspapers in any type of claim. Don't forget, we're not talking about eminent domain. We're not talking about fee simple, because none of these lands have fee simple titles. So you own land in the United States of America, especially not as a state government, without a fee simple title. So when you asked about the legality part of it, man, do we need a lawyer?
Exactly. That's what I was seeing, brother. Because I understand that, you know, this here, you know, catch 22, they're always trying to put obstacles in our way to get what belongs to us. And it's obvious by reaching out to the nation and other black organizations that, you know, these other organizations, when we unite with groups like yours and Brother Drew's and Sister Cassandra's and Mama Pearl's and Lady Fatima's, we begin to utilize each other's resources. And I believe that by reaching out to the nation, they have many powerful brothers with understanding of the law and basically how it works. And that could probably be a great resource for you to help untangle these woven ropes that you're going to have to dodge through just to make this thing happen.
Hey, but what we need right now is funding. What we need is pro bono work. What we truly need are people just having a few moments to hear what's going on from around the country and call that number, 912-601-3000, and let us show you. We're not going to say, hey, what can you do to help us? We have implementations of projects and programs in place right now that somebody in the field of lawyers or somebody in the field of engineers or somebody in the field of records and research and data collection or somebody in the field of writing grants or somebody in the field of marketing, what we're looking at is needing everyone to call that number at 912-601-3000, because right now we have a platform that we can get not only grants and foundation money, but it's only five of us, and four of us are active right now, and we're kind of, you know, bombarded with everything else that's going on. We need the people's help. We need action today. Brother Drew has called this the show today. Brother Drew was set up calling it what again?
The Black Nation Task Force for Sapelo Island.
The Black Nation Task Force for Sapelo Island. The African Descent Nation Task Force for Sapelo Island. A task force means everybody's in action. We need everybody to call that number today. We don't stop working. We're 24 hours. As soon as you call, somebody's answering that number, and they're going to say, how can we help you help us to help you and the rest of our generations to come? Because this is a real thing. Everybody has created something on their own in this world, and some of it's right, some of it's wrong. We're dealing with right and wrong, and we know the right and how to correct the wrong now, but we need help.
912-601-3000.
All right. No, I thank you, brother. Okay. I was just curious about how y'all were going to handle it, and I appreciate you. Thank you for allowing me to sit in for a question. I appreciate you. Peace.
Okay. Peace. I will give you a little more information about him, brother. Brother Reggie, that's brother brother Khalil. We call him Brother Wing Chong. You know, a martial arts expert, and that'd be something great that he can offer to the children. You know, a lot of people say they martial arts, but this is real deal. Not only that, he's been 32 years in organizing and with the Guardian Angels. Now he's a leader of another organization called Archangels. So he has a lot of knowledge, a lot of skills. I also do major bodyguarding for this, I guess you would call them stars. You do that bodyguard work. So that's another good leader, you know, able to move brothers and sisters, been in the struggle for 32 years. And like I was telling you, you know, saying earlier, Brother Reginald, we are on your side, and this ain't going to go away, because once I make a commitment, I'm in till you say I'm out. So I just wanted you to know that, Brother Reginald.
Would you spell the brother's name for us? It was Brother who again?
Brother Khalil, that's K-H-A-L-I.
K-H-A-L-I.
Yeah, be another great brother. Yes, once we get everything situated. Go ahead.
Yeah. Would you ask Brother Khalil if he's still listening? Brother Khalil, would you call us, let us get your email, because all we have to do is bring you to the island. We can write grants right now for these children that's around this country, especially. And where's the brother located out? I heard you say 214. Is that Texas?
No, that was Brother Marvin, Brother Khalil out of Las Vegas.
Oh, man, Brother Khalil, I used to live there in Las Vegas for 3 years. I know every spot, every corner. What we're trying to do, and I was making change out there through the radio station over on the west side, is we had no stop signs on all four corners in the west side, but we got stop signs now. Brother Khalil, please give us a call back. We know how to make this thing happen to get them children there under grant programs, and this is the only place in the United States of America that they're going to set foot on African soil. This is the only place in the United States of America that they're going to get down there as children and learn not only the tactics and the teachings that you have to teach them, they're going to learn about who they are, who Africans are in America.
Is my mic open, brother?
Yes, sir.
Brother June? Is my mic open, Brother June?
Yes, sir. It's
open. Oh, yes,
you're
sir.
Open.
Well,
yeah, you're
on. Okay, Brother Reginald, I have no problem with that, Brother. I'll shoot Brother June all the necessary information and get it to you. Or you can give me that number. I can give you a call. Give me the number, and I'll give you a call.
That telephone number, again, is 912-601-3000.
Okay.
What we ask off of that, Brother Khalil, and all of our other listeners, we just ask that you text us your email address, because we'll be able to get that back immediately to you with the package that will get you started for our understanding.
Okay, that's not a problem, brother.
wonderful.
So
912.
So do you call this or do you text?
So this is a call
number. That's our telephone.
Yeah. For the operation, and if you just text it to that number, your email address, that starts
got
the first part of the communication.
Got you, IQ. It's done. Done deal. You have my full support there, brother. No problem. I will text you.
Wonderful. With respect to you, brother.
All right, y'all. That's what we're talking about. When we're talking about task force, we got to hook the people up. We have the people. We are the nation. We just, like I said, need to, like Brother Richard said, we need to start coming together. We need the engineers, the teachers. Hey, sometimes we need some preachers, but right now we got a lot of work to do on that island. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of opportunities, like Brother Richard said, going to be available once we get this island back right and get our lands and stop this legal fight that we have to go through. You're talking about taking your children on a vacation. That's a vacation for your children right there, Sapelo Island, where your ancestors were raised and lived and died and bought the land. You're talking about now, is that a vacation? That's a field trip. We need to start all the schools in the Atlanta area to take the children on that field trip, to take them to the ancestral land. That's what we're talking about. And Brother Reginald, you want to add something?
Yeah, well, on top of that, we're going to teach them how to go into the ocean, which Georgia, and during the warmest season, has on this sea island area the warmest water in the world. I didn't say in the country. I'm talking about it's proven fact Georgia has the warmest water along this barrier sea coast in the world. Bring these children down. Let us teach them how to take the net out into the ocean. Let us teach them how to go get these oysters out and replant the oysters after we eat them so they'll regenerate themselves. This is all what we're talking about in that same word, regeneration. We're talking about regeneration of the people, regeneration of the land, regeneration of the waters and the life.
That's what we're talking about. All right, y'all, give me a couple minutes. I'm going to play you 2 minutes of this song while I take a break, and we'll be right back with you. Your mic's still open, Brother Richard.
I got that, dude. Say that one more time to us, brother.
Oh, okay. I said, give me 2 minutes. I'll be right back with you, but I'm leaving your mic open.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to play 2 minutes of this song while I get some refreshments. All right, y'all, we back with you. That was a real powerful song. I hate to cut that off, but it's a message in that song. We are one, and once we start seeing each other as one, and once we start getting reconnected, hey, we can't be defeated, and nobody won't mess with us once they know we all are one. Once all our brothers feel the pain of the next brother and sister, once our struggle become each other's struggle, hey, nobody can defeat that. All right, all the people that's online with us, we're on the line with Brother Reginald Hall, the representative of Sapelo Island, the Gullah Geechee Nation. And Brother Reginald, he's been struggling and for years and years and years trying to save this land and clocking up miles and miles of driving across country trying to find people to network and help him. We came across this brother, and ever since we did, we've been trying to hook up the right people in his on his team. We'd like to give a shout-out to our brothers in Atlanta, the New Black Counterpart in Atlanta chapter. They called me, and they visited the islands. They had nothing but great things to say. They were so excited. They said, you know, how, they were so excited about what they saw. Man, they just had nothing but great things, talking about swimming in the ocean at midnight. The house is made out of seashells. I mean, it was almost like they've been on a field trip, Brother Reginald. And I'm going to yield back to you, brother.
Hey, that's the brother Lenny Black. Lenny Black is one of those brothers that's not going to quit. I don't care what happens, where it happens, or when it happens. Brother Lenny Black has made sure that we are on the levels of understanding that the problems now with the solutions are going to work because the ancestors said so. Brother Lenny Black, shout out to you. Brother Drew. Brother Drew, you there?
Yes, sir. I was just lost a little sound in my earpiece. I had to take it out. Go ahead, Brother Rich.
No, we good. We just wanted to make sure everybody heard about Brother Lenny Black and how he was sent by you and how the chain of everybody working together makes it stronger, makes it go further, makes it go faster, makes it go harder so the chain can't be broken. We need everybody within the United States of America and beyond to now create part of that chain. Grab on. Do something. Let's make this change a powerful movement towards the efforts of reclaiming lands, towards the efforts of restorative justice, towards the efforts of bringing families home and the family displacement in reverse. And let's make sure we're understanding that there is a door of return, the door of return. It no longer exists as a statement, the door of no return. We have now, in the last couple of years, returned the brothers and sisters that they have proven were in part of the enslaved atrocity are now going back through those doors and being able to put to rest and being able to have comfort in their homecoming.
All right, that's pretty good. I tell a lot of brothers and sisters getting online. We speak with Brother Reginald Hall, the representative of Sapelo Island, the Gullah Geechee Nation. Also, I played a clip earlier of a storyteller, Let Me Hear the Dialect. And I want you also to hear about that, Brother Reginald, tell you a little about Queen Quet. But I want to play this short clip real quick with the Gullah Geechee. They have their own news, and I just want to play a short clip real quick, Brother Reginald.
How
are
the children doing today? We're glad to join you.
That's
one more in for the show, Gullah Geechee Nation News. Well, look, y'all, how many children are see the show gathered, planning and all the rest of the show and things like that, the out the doing work. This year, we minister information in the Carly Town for the Gullah Geechee Nation. This your gal from place we call it Creek.
Yes, Harris Creek. How are you doing today?
Glad to be here with you, Mr. Do well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Queen. Oh, I'm just so happy to be here with you.
Oh, so glad on the day, yeah. But we know you got something to clean up at Moja.
Yes, I do. I have a play coming up for Moja, and it's going to be October 3rd.
Okay.
And that's going to be a Saturday night at the church. It's called Circular Congregation on 150 Meeting Street.
Oh, right down in Charleston. Right downtown.
Right mm-hmm. downtown. It's from 7 to 8 p.m.
All right, and what's the name of the play this year?
Diary from the Neck, Gullah Geechee Matriarch.
Oh, stop with that.
Yeah, we got to talk about what you know
okay.
and all the things we do.
Okay, but Diary from the Neck.
Yes.
You got to explain that now.
Okay, the Diary from the Neck actually is the story about Union Heights. Union
okay.
Heights is known as the Neck.
Mm-hmm. And that's downtown, like right outside of the city, right?
Right,
mm-hmm.
exactly. It connects North Charleston to the city of Charleston.
Gotcha.
And that's why we call them the Neck.
Neck, that makes sense.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about the people there, you know, the women there,
mm-hmm.
and how they have been able to inspire
yes.
and to educate others about who they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yes, that's right.
Yes.
And you know what? The person that's doing it is an elderly woman called Nana.
Okay.
She's the one that needs and has to pass down the information about the Gullah Geechee.
Right.
Because the young people didn't seem to know about it.
Right, right.
But we're going to get them educated too. Sassafras is the young woman.
Oh, stop the noise. So now, even with sassafras, now a lot of people aren't familiar with it, but we drink sassafras.
Exactly.
So that's a perfect name for the character.
Yes.
I guess you're going to be adding a little flavor into the production.
Yes.
Sassafras.
Yeah,
right? I figured that.
Because, see, Sassafras is just that. She goes to the college Charleston.
Oh.
So, you know, she's still learning about her
culture.
She's reading a book.
Oh, really? Like so many do.
Yes.
And they feel that after they've read that one book or seen that one DVD, they know all about it.
Exactly.
Oh, yes, I
But when Nana gets to telling her about her rich culture.
The truth.
She's going to be very, very surprised to know who she really is.
Okay, and who he done for truth.
That's right.
All right, well, that sounds great. So from the neck, diary from the neck.
And now we also have Peaches.
Okay, and what's the Peaches now?
All right, I just wanted to play y'all a little clip. That's Queen Quet. Also, the Gullah Geechee Nation has their own queen, and she's called Queen Quet. Brother Richard Lee, would you like to speak about the queen?
The Honorable Queen of our nation, Marquetta Goodwine, known as Queen Quet, has been a longtime staunch activist as well as political activist for the Gullah Geechee Nation, has made a lot of change for our people within the nation, and has done many things for the nation itself to make sure that we're on front page of being understood that we are a culture as well as a nation of people within the United States. Queen Quet has nothing but our utmost respect. And in terms of being in South Carolina and Georgia, we're trying to now go into South Carolina and find out how we can represent the Queen and the nation itself under those terms and articles. Queen Quet has nothing but our utmost respect, Brother Drew.
All right, that sounds good. So, Brother Reginald, let the people know where all these islands are at, and all, you know, let the location these islands located at.
The islands themselves are stemming as Sapelo Island, right below Savannah, Georgia, right above Jacksonville, Florida. So we sit right in between Savannah and Jacksonville. The islands themselves run from North Carolina down to Florida, and most of these islands were once Gullah Geechee-owned lands. So go to the website. It's going to tell them a whole lot, Brother Drew, www.raccoonhog.com. And in terms of what's on that web page, let people look at the flyer. We're running tours out of Atlanta right now for faith-based leaders, for church groups, for children's programs, for the Boy Scouts of America, for the Boys and Girls Club of America. We're running right out of Atlanta. We have daily van tours, one-day tours, in what we're talking about as pre-awareness tours of the culture and the development that is going on for the regeneration of the culture. www.raccoonhog.com. That's two G's, H-O-G-G.
Okay, Brother Reginald, we know you're a busy man, so I yield to you, see if you have any more information you want Walter Brain on this Thursday evening. I know you got to have a lot you're doing. You're on the road right now, taking out your time, rolling down the road to do this broadcast. So we're not going to hold you all night unless you have some additional information, Brother Reginald. We do appreciate you sharing with us, because you're not only helping yourself, you're helping us too to learn our ancestors. We all, a lot of brothers and sisters on this line, we thrive to live for the ancestors and to honor them. And I couldn't find no better way to honor my ancestors than to work to try to save where they grew up, what the lands that they paid for. Okay, we're having a phone call coming in right now, so let me grab this phone call. Let's see, 614-551, you on that?
Brother Drew X, peace, and to Brother Reginald, this is Lady Fatima of the Corner Truth,
hey,
and
peace.
I just wanted to call in, to show my support for this great cause, and my heart goes out to you to even have to fight for something that is already yours. So just in letting you know, Brother Reginald, and I'll keep in contact, as I always do with Brother Drew X, that I'm in the fight with you guys, and anything that I can do, I will do it. I just think that it is so sad that in 2011 we're going through this, or you all are going through this right now. And Brother Drew X, I really, my hat goes off to you, and just have much respect for you, because you always stand up for the right thing. You know, it's just really unfortunate that we have to go through this, but we've always had to fight in this country. So to say I'm ready to stand up and fight the good fight.
That's right.
We certainly appreciate you on that.
Lady Fox, we certainly appreciate you on that.
Thank you. And I wanted to also say to Brother Reginald, just please be safe. You know, you are traveling around. Be careful. And because, you know, I mean, the Almighty is definitely on your side and with you, but we're still amongst the devil. So you just got to be careful and just continue to get the message out. And I do have one question. Thanks to the Queen of Hearts, she shared your website. And I see that the land goes from Florida all the way to North Carolina. And my question would be, is all of that land in jeopardy of being lost, or just certain parts within, say, South Carolina and Georgia?
No, sister, we've lost 14 million acres within those boundaries, from Wilmington, North Carolina, down to St. Augustine, Florida. 14 million acres have been land gouged from the Gullah Geechee people. And let's just say it's not the whole 14 million, and some of the transfers may have been proper and legal. We're going to call it 13,999,000 acres that have been taken. So when you're talking about the system of what we're doing now as creating solutions for problems, because I got to tell you, the word fight and embattlement has been how our skin has gotten the way it is, tough and resistant and ready to keep going no matter what. You've got to knock down these obstacles, small things to giants. So when we talk about regenerative efforts, from the area code I heard you're in, I come through that area at a great clip. If you would put your email on and let us start getting the Midwest inundated with the information, because these lands across the country, you go all the way to Tulsa, Oklahoma, those lands were taken back in what is known as Black Wall Street. So you're talking about St. Louis. St. Louis had acres and acres of cities built as African-American dwellings and residential business areas. And what you're talking about is churches have been burned. What you're talking about across the United States, the cemeteries have been taken from the African descent people, because nobody has really ever staunchly stood up and said, okay, the time is now. Let's make the change. Let's not talk about this too much no more. And the system that we have is this worldwide internet should allow a million of us right now, come tomorrow morning, be on an effort of change to what we know as land retention and land reclamation through restorative justice, meaning it's ours anyway.
Okay. Well, I will definitely give Brother Drew X my email address to give to you, or I actually, the Queen of Hearts, like I said, she shared the website, and there is something on there that says contact us, so I'll fill that information out. I am, and you see, it is Ohio, but I actually live in the Virginia, D.C. area, and in Ohio. So to work on both fronts, I'd be happy to do that.
Well, you right there where the federal government's located. So I know it's the documentation that we show you that we need hand delivered. So let us know.
Okay.
912-901-3000. If you would just
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I'll put it in the chat room.
Okay, put it in the chat room for me. Yes, I'm definitely here in this area, so I'll be happy to do whatever I can.
Wonderful. We certainly appreciate you. With all respect, walk with the Most High.
And also, Lady Fatima, you know, we have that Black Nation Task Force, Save the Children.
So I thought it would be great, you know, if we all get together and plan to take our children, ourselves, our nephews and our nieces down to the island. We might can't take no one else's children, but we can take our children and our nieces and great and take them on a tour of the island. And that would be nice. That would be something that we can all do, plan that trip out.
Brother Drex, I would love that. I would love that, and so would the Imam of Bilal. So Juma, just count him in. He's definitely going. I definitely would love to do that.
Okay, that's what we'll do. We'll plan that also. All right, thank you, sister, for calling in.
All right, and I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Brother Reginald, let me make sure that number is right. 912-310-3000.
912-601-3000.
601, all right. I'm putting it in the chat room. All right, I just wanted to make sure. Okay, we have another caller. Let's go take this caller real quick. Caller coming out of the 214 area code. 214-565. 214-565, you on that?
Hello.
Yes. Go ahead. All right, 214-565, you on there? Okay. If you have another question, 214-565, just press 1-2 times, and that let me know you have a question. Just press 1 to clear out and 1 again to get back in. All right, Brother Reginald, so I could, hopefully you can see that we're working hard. We ain't letting this go, Brother Reginald. We started this Black Nation Task Force just because that initial contact that we had early in the year. And we ain't letting it go.
Man, we haven't let it go one bit. I certainly appreciate you sticking next to us, Brother Drew. You are a pillar among your community and other communities that will soon be around to meet you. You said something very imperative, Brother Drew. On that website is our new flyer. Anybody get to Atlanta, we're getting them down to the island. We're going to take them to where our cemetery is still left, known as Behavior, and we're going to show them how far back we go. We've got headstones all the way back to the 1700s. I'm talking about something that shows you, it's going to show the people. We got the oak trees, we got the moss, we got the beach, we got the cultural historic community known as Hog Hummock, Sapelo Island, Georgia. We got 13 communities we're going to show people. We got tabby homes that the enslaved as our family members built and slept in and did their daily living in after suffering through the atrocity of whatever day they woke up to see the light of day. So what we're talking about is taking you to the chocolate plantation. We've got the largest Indian shell ring in Northeast America up near High Point, which is another ancestral community. We have Hanging Bull. We have Raccoon Bluff. We have Shell Hummock. We have Lumber Landing. I mean, we've got so much to show somebody. It's a full six-hour tour for the day. We get you back into Atlanta, tuck you in nice and neat, and make sure everybody understands that you went for an educational, cultural presentation. We're going to make sure you eat the Geechee cuisine. We got it set up so the lunch is served on the beach under the canopies. We got the full day as the tours on our school buses that help generate the economics of our family members on the island as they own the little tour companies that we have set up at the moment. And I only call them little on scale because they should be the larger air-conditioned buses that we now have created through the economic development understanding for sustainability and regenerative efforts. We're going to take you to the High Point, which is our shell blow-up area. All the shells blow up to the north end of the island. We're going to make sure you meet the family members. The oldest person on the island as our elder is 94 years old. We got people on the island that's going to tell us and show us. You got the ferry ride across the Doughboy Sound, which takes about 20 to 25 minutes as you look at this ancestral land before you set foot on it. Come to Atlanta. Let us get you down to the island. It will be your children's safe spot with their children's safe spot for years to come. Some people go around this America and they create places that they go as family members every year. Well, this is the place. This is the time. And this is the regeneration of the Raccoon Hall Community Development Corporation as well as the Geechee Gullah Culture Non-Government Organization, Inc. 912-601-3000.
All right, Brother Rich.
Yes, Brother Drew.
Hold on a second, y'all. I think I lost my sound. Can y'all hear in the chat room? Just press 1 or 2.
Can you hear me now, Brother Drew?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead, Brother Red.
Brother Drew, I concluded with that.
Oh, okay. We got one more phone call coming out of the Atlanta area. Let's take that call right there. 404-484, you on there?
Greetings to all. This is Sunday. How are y'all doing? I'm listening with all these vacations we're going to go on, but also educational. I want to be a part of that tax force.
Oh, okay. Well, we show appreciation. You show welcome to be a part of that task force to save our children, to save Sapelo Island. That's what it's all about, just building and networking and getting stronger. So we're on the line with Brother Reginald. He's in your area also, just off the coast of Atlanta. Did you know about the island, Sandra?
I knew about some islands because, you know, my grandmother owned the islands in Atlantic Beach where the government ended up taking it for a little or nothing where the Navy ships are, where they call down in Atlantic Beach in Jacksonville Beach. So most of that island was all my family island in Atlantic Beach. So as my grandmother couldn't really, as she got low on money after my grandfather died, most of the government came in and took most of that island with now the Navy ships is on and also Pecan Park. So I kind of understand what y'all are talking about.
What state is Atlantic Beach in?
That's in Jacksonville, Florida.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we're only 40 miles away from Jacksonville. The van daily departures from Atlanta. And please tell us your name again, sister.
Sister Sunday with Mama Pearl.
Sister Sunday,
this is Mama Pearl, co-host.
Oh, wonderful. What we're doing is setting up tours, daily departures with the 15-passenger vans. We need a minimum of 4 people, a maximum of 15 in the vans, and then we have the motor coaches leaving on Wednesdays and Saturdays that holds 30-plus, and we go up to about 45 people. So if you go to the website, you're going to see the flyer with all the information, and again, that website is www.raccoonhog.com. And give us a call if you want to at 912-601-3000. And let us get you some groups together and show you how to facilitate bringing people down to the island, which is also an economic builder for the person who does the administrative work in terms of getting the people to the corporation. So we're ready to get the people to the island, make sure that the understanding for the education and the cultural presentation is in front of them, and we're going to have a great day. We leave Atlanta at midnight, and we return Atlanta by midnight.
Okay. Can you call that number out again?
912-601-3000.
Okay. Thank you.
We appreciate your call, sister. We're looking forward to your text of your email so that we can put the flyers directly on your email as well, and you can blast that out to all of your friends, all of your groups, all of your associations, whatever the people that you deal with in your neighborhood, you know, are ready to understand,
okay.
And the time is now.
All right.
Appreciate you calling in, Sister Sun. Uh-oh, sorry, I had close your mic up. Appreciate you calling in, Sister Sunday, and we'll be getting with you this weekend on a program on our Southern Region show, some other stuff. We'll be getting with that. Well, Brother Reginald, we let you make the call. I had one more caller. Let me make sure I'm going to go to 214-565. I think you might have had a comment. I'm going to try it one more time. 214-565, did you have a comment? 214.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
How you doing?
All right. Who's calling?
This is Malik Shakur.
Hey, Brother Malik Shakur. I don't know if you got a chance to hear. We're speaking with Brother Reginald of Sapelo Island. Gullah Geechee Nation, and he's telling us about the islands that our ancestors have been having since slavery, where a lot of people have been doing this land grab, and they done grabbed over 13, listen to this, 13 million acres from our brothers and sisters of the Gullah Geechee Nation, which is right over here in the USA. So I don't know if you've been listening, I'll give you an update. So what you'd like to say about that, Brother Shakur?
First of all, I'd like to say, Brother Drew, Black Power.
Black Power.
The radio audience, Assalamu Alaikum, Hotep, we are one. There's many other greetings that I can put in place. I didn't catch the brother's name, but when I came in, he was talking about the Sapelo Islands, and by my understanding, that derived from Zapto. This is some good information and a good experience for our people. Yet those who know that the whole world is ours, yet we know if they put it on, as we say, the back burner, what is going on in the African countries. The time is now. The change is now. Equity in governance. It is good that a conscious brother from a conscious state has came and should I say, the fire was put upon him, and he came with that mighty voice, letting the people know that if it hadn't been recorded, that if you don't have your recorder on, it's still recorded in the memory banks of your mind. The heavier, the share humic. Brother, I tell you, it is so wonderful that you have this gift tonight to open up to us what continually has been taken and derived from us through a process of mind-bending, physical brutality, lies, disrespect of the one of your teacher. This is a great day, and I tell myself first, because I have to look at myself, this outer self, in the mirror. But my inner self hears the call of the ancestors. And when I hear one who's speaking and standing strong and coming bold to let the people know this time that we in, fear not. Don't be afraid of their faces. Don't be afraid of their military. Don't be afraid of their talk. But yet no one outside those who were created to be in those places that were so wrongly robbed from knows the actual spirituality of the spirit, that we should rejoice, because our time is drawing nigh for things to go back into its prospective order. Yes, they may show us visions and telecasts of things and have so-called eyewitness comes up and claim this or that, but my friend, the devil came to steal, kill, and to destroy. But we know that the weapons of your warfare is not greater than the warfare that created all sounds to be in the midst of a nation, should I say, a yearning and a dreadful nation. Because the bear has lost his claws, the eagle wing has been broken. And if you want to go, and I would tell everyone, if they can, to take that journey, if only putting your name on the road and helping someone who are disabled, able to pursue and not only enjoy but see what our people have done, accomplished, and is still doing. This is a great telecast. And I say to the brother, you keep on, for the ancestors are smiling. And those who are still walking in this part of life, we are united. We've been united. We may be disfranchised, but I say this word of completion. When mother calls, you answer. When father calls, you come like a warrior. Black power.
Hey, black power, brother Malik. Appreciate that call. All right, Brother Richard, we got one more call coming in. You had something to say, Brother Richard? We have one more.
I want to make a comment to the King. We appreciate you, King. Those words are uplifting, and in the time of embattlement, the sound from your voice with the words that penetrate through us as we're sitting here listening to you together, a part of my team, it shows that we are on the right track. We will not quit. We will never give up. Even in death, we understand ancestral power, and we'll come back and complete. We appreciate you, brother, uplifting, and that's the type of understanding that I want the rest of the nation to have with encouragement.
All right, Brother Malik Shakur out of Dallas, Texas, another one of my Panther brothers. All right, we're going to a phone call, area code 518-253, you on there?
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Hey, assalamu alaikum, that's Minister Dawood, another the brother running the Nation of Islam out of Canada. Yes, peace, brother.
Peace, brother. I'm actually on my way back from Indianapolis, so I had to go out there and do a job today. So I'm pretty far from home, and that's one of the reasons why I got here late. But I did want to call and give my support to you and the King, and just basically ask that you, whatever it is that we could help do as members of Muhammad Temple Number 13 in Schenectady, we'd be very happy to do. I want to say much love to all of the people, my people that are there, Sister Cassandra, Mama Pearl, Brother Khalil, and to yourself. And, you know, whatever it is that we can help do, you know, we may not be big, but together we are mighty and united. And, you know, if a person has land, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad always taught us that, you know, you will never get any respect unless you have land. And if one of our own has land, we have to take that personal and see it as a problem that we all have when somebody tries to take it. Because one black man or black woman or black nation having land is something that we all need to be proud of and all need to connect to. And if somebody attempts to tape it or it may be in jeopardy, I think it's something that if we can do, I mean, if we could reach out to black countries or third world countries that have natural disasters, then we could reach out to a country that may just be in jeopardy of falling out of the hands of black people, because we've been too apathetic all of these years, allowing all of our companies that we had, our hair care product companies, our cosmetic companies, magazines, we let it all go to the white man. We let it all go to the colored man. And I think that we need to, for once and for all, in this new day and time, stand up and say, you know what, we're not going to let another thing that we have obtained go to the other man. We have to stand up and do whatever we can, nickels, pennies, dimes, support, prayers, clothing, whatever we need to do to keep that in the family, because the black man will never be respected unless he has his own land. And that's pretty much all I have to say.
Yes. Okay, yes, sir. Minister Dawu, we were talking about organizing a trip where we take our children down there to see that land. We're talking about this is land been there for, since 1700. Brother Reginald was telling us some of the tombstones go back to 1700, and they were freed on this land, and they bought this land, and over 13 million acres been taken. So we were talking about organizing, well, you know, with the group, bringing our children and let them see this land. You're talking about something for the history, for their eyes and ears. This would be great.
Yes, sir.
It's in our power, brother.
Hey, Brother Dawu, we certainly appreciate your phone call. And headed back to Canada, believe it or not, the African lands in Canada, because, you know, this is a full research data collection team that we put together. And we
right.
have so many lands in Canada that have been land gouged from African descent people. I mean, we've got a full global chance to change what we know as atrocity of land loss. Land loss is systemic deprivation. Systemic deprivation means it is created by an entity to devise a plan to deprive a people of a certain basic human right, which is to own land in the United States of America. Land, you can build a house, you can eat. So come out of Canada, gather the brothers together, get on a motor coach out of Canada, come to Atlanta, we're going to change motor coaches, get you down to the island. We've got an overnight package that we're putting together now. We've got a two-day package, and we're not going too much over 2 days because, again, this is the awareness as we're teaching the public on this educational level. So we're calling it the public awareness tours. And then in the redevelopment effort, when you come back next year and the following year and the year after that, you're going to watch the growth of the regeneration through infrastructure, through the solar power understandings, through the low or zero impact on what we know as the carbon footprint. We're looking at the land as we are entrenched in this land, which makes us indigenous to the land. Indigenous.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, Minister Dawu, I appreciate you calling in. I know you're on the road and busy, but we'll be working on that project next, Minister Dawu.
Well, you already know, brother. Me, you, Khalil, Three the Hard Way. I love you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Black power. All right, Brother Reginald, there it is, brother. You know, it was plenty more people. If y'all want to say something to Brother Reginald, please feel free. I think we got another one, Brother Reginald. This is how this Black Nation Task Force get down. All right, let's go to 678. 673, you on there?
Yes, how you doing?
All right, fine. Who's calling?
Yeah, well, this is James from Atlanta area, and I'm new to this. And matter of fact, Brother Lenny was bringing this to our attention some time ago. He's doing a good effort to try to get more and more people to know about this, brother. You know, a couple of black organizations here, like the New Black Panther Party and the UNIA. You know, different people are letting people know about what's going on here. But one thing I like to say is, after this land, you know, is developed, I mean, do you feel that? I mean, I know we got to fight against situations like this, but when we see people like Dr. York, who put together a project, regardless of what happened with his case or how that case is going or the legalities of the case, still the government band together to come in and take that brother's land. Do you feel that they would try to even come back with something, or are there some things we need to be in place to prevent happening to, you know, so situations like that won't take place?
Well, what we're doing right now, brother, great question. We're within the Community Development Corporation setting up a land bank program. We're going to set up the land trust program. We're going to set up the land grants program. And we're going to use the system as it was created by the standards of what we know is following the systematic creation of making sure you hold on to your land. We're creating a foundation of our own at some point. We're looking for the contributors in terms of economics and not just the currency. We're talking about your time. We know everybody's time is worth money. And what we're looking for at this very moment are the engineers.
the doctors, the psychiatrists. You know, right now you can consider most of us as African descent people. We're a little bit what is known as psychotic, and we have a few, as studied by Dr. Hilliard, he'll explain to you the psychology of what we've gone through that is pretty much like post-traumatic stress disorder. So when we're talking about how can we get together and make this solidify the understanding that this can't keep happening, that the lands must be in some protective barrier to find the generations to come still intact and no longer causing that family displacement. So we're looking at a number of ways, but we're looking for those more educated than we are in terms of how do we make that a really solid plan every time we go throughout the United States or throughout the globe and we save somebody's land. How is it then truly going to be in that land and their families for generations to come? So as you're in our area, 912-601-3000, we're actually on the west end of Atlanta at the moment, and what we're doing is creating this as understanding for we need help. We need the people to gather themselves from the educational institutions, from the parts in the governments, from the understandings throughout these local, county, state, and political understandings. But as you just said, what can we do? How can we make it work? 912-601-3000. We'll help you help us to then help everybody.
All right. Any other questions for the Giants?
Oh, no, that was profound. I'm feeling it, you know what I'm saying? So, no, there's no more questions.
All right, then. We appreciate you down there in that ATL supporting Brother Lenny and being ready to network with your brothers and sisters. We appreciate your call, too, Brother Chase. Say Black Power. Thank you on that. All right, Brother Reginald, we spent a good hour and a half. If you don't have nothing else to add, I ain't going to hold you up all day. Anybody want to get your last phone calls in, we on the line with Brother Reginald, the Sapelo Island representative. We call him president. I actually had it hey, Brother Reginald, I actually put it in there as president. I took it out. I put President Reginald Hall. I took that out. I said, even, you know. But that's how we look at you as president, all the hard work you've been doing. You're working on the behalf of your brothers and sisters, and I see you as a president. Of your island, so I just thought I'd let you know that.
I know. We talk about Sapelo Island, but I want the public to understand it's just a template. Home is the template. Home is where you create that foundation, and that foundation that cannot be rocked created at home. So that's Sapelo Island, but we're coming across that water onto the mainland, and we're going to run up and down this United States, and we're going to find out how much land in this here United States has been illegally land gouged and taken from the people through some form of illegal understanding throughout development, throughout corporations, throughout what we know as the federal government, throughout what we know as that particular state government. We're going to take this and we're going to open up the industry in terms of land reclamation and or land retention. Because, see, you got to understand right now, Brother Drew, people in trouble. People in trouble up there in Michigan. Benton Harbor, Michigan, at this very moment, was given lands to the African descent people back in the 1950s under perpetuity. Perpetuity means forever. They were given the lands forever under perpetuity on paperwork. All of a sudden, the federal government has come in, overruled the state and county governments, and decided they're going to take the lands, put a residential resort golf course, and make sure that all the beautiful homes have run the people out because they're taking them out of a $10,000 a year bracket, and the people coming in are in the $100,000 a year bracket. So here we go. It's not just Sapelo Island, my brothers and sisters. It's not just Sapelo Island. We come into the mainland, and then we're going home. We're going home, and then we're going to branch out because this is happening in Honduras. This is happening in the Middle East, in the Middle West. It's not just African descent, as we are all having to remember. African descent is where it begins. African descent is through everybody's veins. So let's get that second part clear and come on down to Sapelo Island, 912-601-3000, www.raccoon, RACCOONHOGG, hog.com, www.raccoonhog.com.
All right, Brother Reginald, we appreciate you giving us that time and blessing us with the news of our ancestors and our homeland. We call that homeland. Like you said, we all come from there some kind of way, and we appreciate you, Brother Reginald. And we'll keep updating our people, and we'll start working on our next thing. We got a few soldiers online too, you know, because I'm building something too around this camp. A few of them online. And we got the Black Nation Task Force for the children. So we're going to work this thing and get our brothers and sisters down there on the educational level to see this land. And you hear me saying it today, and you'll see the action in a few minutes, because this is a Black Nation Task Force. We say let's talk and make the walk. All right, y'all, we've been blessed today. Brother Reginald, any closing words?
Brother Drew, again, we want to thank you for your time. Brother Drew, I know it's going into almost a September month. I'm hoping to see you and your people down here coming out of where you're from. Come on into Atlanta, and let's do this thing so I can get you down there. You've been fighting hard, and now I need the soil of the ancestor as they lay in unrest, but they're standing right now, and their embattlement is so prevalent right now that, again, the politicians, again, the understandings of the organizations and all of the other entities that are now able to be not only politically involved and grassroots involved, but Brother Drew, we thank you. We thank you for your time. I'm hoping to see you soon, because your stay is going to be the stay at my personal home on the island that my grandfather built. And bring your family. Let's get down there. You see online, again, flyer. We're going to have it, just a flyer on your email at some point tonight or first thing in the morning. And you all come on. Jump in the car and come on down, and let me show you what you're doing.
All right, we definitely going to be down there. We already got it on the schedule, and I'll call you offline and talk to you about that. Okay, y'all, we've been here with Brother Reginald, the president, we call him, but he's the representative of the Gullah Geechee Nation. And we say we thank him, and we thank all of you who called in and all of you in the chat room. And y'all stay tuned to the Black Nation Task Force and for the next general orders. That's what we'll call that. Brother Reginald, we say peace to you. And I'm going to play this song, Maze, All the Way. We all one, because we all connected. Black power, peace, and love.
Black power, Brother Drew. Respect.
All right.
Father, Brother Rand.
Thanks to everybody in that chat room. I'm trying to send y'all thanks, but I can't type, so I have to just say thanks, y'all. I appreciate everybody for attending. All right.